You're listening to the Healthy Happy Hour with Dr. Poppy, sponsored by Grow Pharmacy on Springfield's News Talk FM, 1041 KSGF.
Hello, everyone. We're back at the Healthy Happy Hour. This is Dr. Lore. I'm sitting in for Dr. Poppy again. With me today, I have a guest, Dr. Stephen Baca. He is also a doctor in our office at Lore Chiropractic and Acupuncture. Dr. Baca has some specialization in internal disorders, supplementation, does a lot of work with hormones, allergies, all kinds of internal disorders. So welcome, Dr. Baca.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
So we're going to start off today. I'm going to let him kind of talk first about his specialization, about what he does, kind of give us a general view of where he's been through practice and his experiences. So we're going to start there.
Well, it's good to be on the show. First of all, I've been a chiropractor for almost 15 years now. I've been a long-time chiropractor decided a couple, 3 years ago that we needed to expand on some different stuff. So I decided to do a program called the DABSI, and that stands for the Diplomat of the American Board of Chiropractic Internists. It's a 400 postgraduate study in internal medicine. So we look at a lot of internal disorders, things you wouldn't typically think a chiropractor would look at, such as blood work, urinalysis, stool cultures, do a lot of different stuff that an internist would do. So about three-quarters of the way through that program, hopefully be done shortly, and then go on and hopefully have those letters behind my name.
So how long have you been doing the internist side?
Internist side we've been doing probably for 2-3 years now. I started it when I had my own practice in 2009, so about 4 years we've been doing some internal work. We do a whole host of things. Slowly but surely, my passion is becoming more of a thyroid type of person. I know there's a lot of thyroid issues out there, a lot of misdiagnosed thyroid issues out there, and I'm slowly also becoming the poo-poo doctor. I like to look at a lot of GI issues, and in order to look at GI issues, you've got to look at stool culture. So patients kind of freak out when they say, okay, now let's look at your poop. So it's fun in the way, but that's slowly becoming my interests.
So what difference is there between a traditional medical doctor that's an internist and kind of what you do? Talk about treatment a little bit. The difference in the way you would treat something, a condition, talking about stool in the gut here, something like colitis or some kind of gut problem. What's the difference in treatment with what you do compared to what the traditional medical system does?
Well, traditionally, your medical doctor is going to look at something, he's going to look at a test, and he's going to give you some type of medication to either decrease the inflammation or to decrease pain symptoms or whatnot. Whereas what I do is I look at those same tests and I say, what is the body deficient of? Where is the problem? Where is the cause of the problem? Let's go after the root of the problem and not just treat the symptoms. I know a lot of times when patients go to the doctor, that's the main thing, is they are trying to get rid of a symptom. And the symptom is usually the result of something. It's that whole if-then, or because there's something else, there's going to be another issue. In our case, we see a lot of symptoms. So what we do is we kind of look at the whole system as a whole and find out what the lead cause of the problem, and then we treat it through nutritional imbalances, whether the patient is deficient in enzymes, whether they're deficient in stomach acid, a whole host of different things. So the major difference is going through and treating it through a natural source as opposed to treating it through drugs or surgeries.
Okay. So with that treating it naturally, we usually do what? Some supplementation, a little bit of a...
We do supplementation, and really it's trying to find out where the deficiencies are. When you're dealing specifically with a gut problem, a lot of times what happens traditionally, like for example, you mentioned colitis. Colitis is the end result of something, and that's usually where the focus is. But what you want to do is find the root cause of the problem. But in order to find the root cause of the problem, you have to look at the whole GI system and not just parts of it. So it's like putting a puzzle together. It's one piece at a time. A lot of times, like for example, in the thyroid issues that I see, a lot of times when people come in and say, I've been diagnosed with thyroid problems, they'll say, I'll look at their blood work and there'll be only one piece of the puzzle done on a blood panel. And what you have to do is you've got to kind of look at the whole thing. You can't just look at pieces of the puzzle and say, this is what's going on there. So when you're dealing directly with a GI issue, you've got to look at the whole system, whether it's the cardiovascular system, whether it's the GI system, whether it's the endocrine system. You have to look at all of the thing as a whole and not just parts of it.
Okay. So talking a little bit about the inflammation in the gut, you said kind of colitis, and if anyone doesn't know what colitis is, it is literally inflammation in the wall of the gut, and a lot of times leads to bleeding, inflammation, some ulcers there. So talking about that being an end result, I think kind of leads us into why is the gut so inflamed? What problem are we looking for there? And kind of, I mentioned a little bit last week about food allergies. But kind of talk a little bit about food allergies and how the gut might be inflamed and why.
You bet. A lot of times when you hear the word itis just means inflammation. When you have arthritis, that's inflammation of a joint. When you have colitis, that's inflammation of the colon and so on and so forth. So the biggest issue with the colon, of course, is inflammation because and it's so important because you've seen what's her name? She's a sportscaster that's doing all of the probiotics commercial. Erin Andrews, I think, is her name. But you see that, and people kind of get parts of it. But again, you've got to look at the whole system. So when you're looking at the GI system and you have an inflammation in the system, you've got to understand where the inflammation is coming from. And usually, when you're dealing with GI issues, the inflammation is a dietary problem. Meaning that the patient is eating something that is not being digested in the system properly, then by the time it all gets through the system, the end result or the end of the pipeline, if you will, is the colon. We have stuff that is in the colon that shouldn't be there, which means there's a feeding ground for bad bacteria. Bad bacteria flourish, and that causes the inflammation and so on and so forth. So in our office, what we deal with is what we call the 4R program. The 4 R's, the first one is remove. What we're removing, of course, is those things that the patient is consuming through a daily diet that is causing inflammation or causing an inflammatory reaction in the first place. And usually, just like with all of our patients that we want to help nutritionally and dietary-wise, we usually do a food allergy test. Food allergy test goes through and looks at we mainly look at two different types of immunoglobulins or an immune response. We do what's called an IgG reaction, or we do an IgA reaction. The only difference between the two is if we want to look at IgA, that is somebody that has a specific GI problem, the colitis, the IBS, those types of things. IgA is just kind of an inflammatory that kind of gives us a picture of what's happening throughout the body. So that's the first R. So we're removing the inflammatory process. In other words, we're taking fuel off of the fire. We're removing that thing that's causing inflammation in the first place, hands down in kids. And we do probably 75, 80% 20% kids to adults. In kids, hands down, the biggest inflammatory in the diet comes back all the time. It's usually a dairy product, whether it's milk, cheese, eggs, or milk, cheese, ice cream, whatever. It's usually a dairy problem. In adults, it's usually 50-50 whether it's a dairy product or a gluten sensitivity. So that's the first R, is removing that inflammatory. So the going to break. Cool. Let's go to break. Yeah, no problem.
Yep.
Then we'll come back with the other 3 R's. How about that?
Sounds good.
You're super loaded. Who are you? You're super loaded. Oh, yeah. War in a Babylon. The tribal war in a Babylon. You're super loaded.
Police and thieves in the street.
Welcome back to the Healthy Happy Hour on KSGF 104.1, Springfield's News Talk FM. This is Dr. Stephen Lohr. I am sitting in for Dr. Poppy again. With me today, we are talking about internal disorders and allergies. I have Dr. Stephen Baca with me. He specializes in internal disorders. He is a chiropractor, but he treats everything naturally. So when we went to break, we were kind of going through gut-related problems. I want to talk a little bit about probiotics. A lot of people have questions. I get questions every day, especially parents about their kids and whether they should have them on probiotics. My personal recommendation is usually, yes, they should be on them. Antibiotics, sometimes antibiotics are needed. I do firmly believe they're overprescribed, and so does the Academy of American Pediatrics. The association actually put out a notice to their pediatricians 2 years ago that antibiotics were being overprescribed, and that the bacteria are mutating because of the overprescription of antibiotics. So if your child has been on them, I always recommend at least 3 to 1. If for every one day they've been on an antibiotic that kills good and bad bacteria, it's going to kill the good bacteria that's in your gut. So you have to replace those. So I have my parents give their kids 3 to 1. If you've been on antibiotic for one day, you're going to take the probiotic for 3 days before you're really replacing what you've lost. So talk to me a little bit about probiotics and what you think about probiotics and the gut.
Yeah, they're an important part of it. Before we went to break, and before we get started on the second phase of this, if you have any specific questions, now honestly, we can't go through and diagnose something over the radio, but if you do have some questions, you can reach us at 417-447-5743, or you can call us 1-800-630-5743, and we'll kind of give you, not really prescribe anything, but if you do have any specific questions about what we're talking about, go ahead and give us a call, and hopefully we can help you out on that. Probiotics are a great thing. Unfortunately, what happens is people don't understand why they're – a lot of times when we deal with people in the office and we go through a health history with them and we'll say, what are you taking this for? A lot of times you would be surprised how many people have no idea what they're taking and why they're taking it for. So – and it goes both ways, whether it's a natural product like a probiotic or a prescription medication. You have to understand what you're doing it for. So probiotics, it's a great thing. Before we went to the break, we had the 4R program. The first one was removed. So we talked a little bit about food allergies, which you're finding more and more common. It's more and more mainstream. I think it's because our food sources are totally wasting away. And the second R would essentially be replace. We're replacing those things that your body is depleted of. And a lot of times it's usually one of two things. It's either some stomach acid because of long-term antacid use, or your stomach is just not using it, producing it at a high enough volume. Or the second thing is other digestive enzymes. And the third R is the re-inoculate. And now that's where we go in to the probiotic discussion that we've started with. So when you look at the process, that was the third step of a four-step process. A lot of times people are looking at things, and again, going back to that whole, the way we started this conversation, you're just doing pieces of the puzzle, and you've got to do the whole puzzle at the same time. I understand it's one piece at a time, but those pieces have to go in a specific order. So the probiotics is a great thing. I highly recommend, just like Dr. Lohr said, if you're going to take an antibiotic, Here's the deal with an antibiotic. It doesn't know the difference between a friendly bacteria and a bad bacteria. It just looks at bacteria, and it goes in. What you're wanting to do is you're wanting it to do a seek and destroy type of thing. So an antibiotic is kind of like a military. It's going in there, and it's destroying stuff. But it also destroys good bacteria as well as bad bacteria. Well, the problem with destroying the good bacteria is when the good bacteria is demolished, that has to be replaced, and that's where your probiotics come into play. People freak out when I talk about my kids, because I have a 16-year-old son and getting ready to be a 14-year-old girl. Yes, I'm old. I understand that, but I'm proud. And they really flip out when they find out that my kids have been on, I can count on one hand how many antibiotics they have been on. And that's not to say that my kids haven't been sick. They get sick all the time. My son had measles. My daughter had chicken pox. So they get sick. They do the things that other kids do, but we treat it naturally. And so when people hear that I have a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old and both of them have been on maybe two rounds of antibiotics in their life, they kind of think that that's not normal. And it's not normal in today's society. And we also talked about some of the things. One of the books that we read going through chiropractic college was actually written by a pediatrician. And it was, what was the name of it? How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. And it was actually a pediatrician. I think it was Mendelsohn was his name. I can't remember. Mendelton or something like that. But essentially, one of the things that he wrote in his book is that oftentimes medication are, when you're dealing with the pediatric side of it, when you're prescribing medications, you're really not prescribing it for the child. You were just, he found himself prescribing it for the parent, because the parent had to take off work, they had to wait in the waiting room, and the parent wanted something in reward, if you will, for doing that type of stuff. So oftentimes he found himself not prescribing the medication for the condition, but prescribing it for the satisfaction of the parent, if you will. So yeah, the probiotics is a totally great thing. Going back to the gut related issues, you hear Aaron Andrews on those commercials saying that your immune system, the body's natural killer system, is 70. I think she says 70% of your immune system is located in your gut. However, I believe it's about 80 to 85% of your immune system. So the gut integrity is so important, and it's so vital for the whole body, if you will, because of that immune system. And if it's inflamed with irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, stuff like that, it's almost like you're fighting a never-ending battle. So that's why it is so important for the overall health of the body. It's also important not only for the integrity of the gut, but that's a huge thing.
Okay, looks like we're headed up for another break here. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
I take a ride sometimes on pain over land and grass.
Back to the Healthy Happy Hour with Dr. Poppy, sponsored by Grow Pharmacy on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's News Talk FM.
Welcome back to the Healthy Happy Hour. This is Dr. Lore. I'm here again with Dr. Baca today, and we've been discussing all about the gut and a little bit about the thyroid, been talking about allergies, allergy testing for food. We're going to get in a little more specifically. Dr. Baca, when I first heard him speak about the thyroid and issues with the thyroid, it really put things together in my head and really helped me understand the thyroid even better than, you know, we'd ever learned in school. So I wanted him to specifically kind of go through the tests that he does for the thyroid, why he doesn't limit it to the same tests that are usually done by a medical doctor, and then really talk about the loop and what all those things mean. So, Dr. Baca?
Yeah.
Tell me about the thyroid.
Cool. Yeah, the thyroid, like I said, slowly becoming my baby along with the GI test. I think I want to be known more for being the thyroid doctor than the poo doctor. So
I don't know. Poo doctor's kind of catchy.
Yeah, but the poo doctor. And there's another word that rhymes with my last name, Baca, but we won't say that on the air. So remember, if you do have any questions, go ahead and shoot us a call, 417-447-5743, Dr. Lohr or myself. We'll help you out. You know, we're kind of a team here. Well, we are a team. We're not kind of a team. A little bit about our office. We have four doctors. Each one of us has chiropractic at the core. That's our passion. But we also have advanced studies in different things. Dr. Lohr does a lot of fertility issues, a lot of acupuncture. He kind of takes the mom through the pregnancy, goes through the delivery, and then treats the baby after. So it's a kind of a family affair when you get with Dr. Lohr. Dr. LaBrie also has, she's our only female doctor on staff. She goes through and does a lot with pediatrics. Dr. Johnson, who is the newest guy on the block, we call him the new kid on the block because he is fresh out of chiropractic college, got his state license to practice, and he does a lot of sports injury stuff. And then I'm kind of the internal guy. I look at the internist stuff and do a lot of blood work and stool culture, so on and so forth. So, again, if you have any questions, 417-447-5743. Or if you're out of the 417 area code, you can call us 800-630-5743. So shoot us a call. We'd love to talk back with you and kind of not really diagnose anything, but kind of talk with you if you have a specific issue. The thyroid. Again, when you're looking at problems with the body, you've got to look at the system. The thyroid is part of what we call the endocrine system. It's a gland, if you will, and that's what all of the endocrine is their glands. So you have a couple inside your head. You have the thyroid gland, the thymus gland. You have the testes or ovaries, depending on male or female. And so, again, it's part of the system. And then you also have the adrenals. That's what I'm leaving out. So when you look at the thyroid, the bad part about when you go and you mess with one thing, it kind of messes up the whole system. For example, when I see a patient that's been diagnosed with a thyroid, most of the time it's a hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism is the person that's gaining weight, that's fatigued all the time. Hyperthyroidism means your thyroid is speeding up, and so those are the people that are losing weight, it's more of a fight or flight type of thing, and so you rarely see that. You see more of the hypothyroidism. So a lot of times when I'm dealing with somebody with a thyroid problem, it usually happens to deal with hypothyroidism. And oftentimes the thing that I see associated with that a lot is going to be adrenal problems and adrenal fatigue. See that a lot with patients. And why I see that a lot with patients is because, again, that's part of the same system. It's two glands in the same system. Now, oftentimes, another thing that you see with a lot of patients with thyroid gland, you see a female, like oftentimes I have gone through that phase of life, that cycle of life, the premenopausal, postmenopausal type of stuff. And the reason, again, why you're seeing a lot with that, again, is because it's part of the whole system. So oftentimes you'll see somebody with the thyroid problem, the adrenal problem, the female problems, low testosterone in men, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have a personal belief, going through a lot with it, seeing what I see, I think there's a big connection with high cholesterol and high cholesterol medications. So oftentimes it's not uncommon that you see somebody that has been or is on a statin for high cholesterol that also has thyroid problems or adrenal problems, et cetera, or even females that have hormone issues and are on statins as well because, again, that's part of all the same system. So a large majority of times when I see patients that have been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, I'll say, bring your latest blood work in and it'll have just the TSH level. And like I stated earlier, that's just part of the puzzle. There's about seven or eight different things that you want to test for. It kind of gives you a bigger picture of what's going on with the thyroid. And oftentimes when you're dealing with thyroid problems or part any part of the adrenal or the endocrine system, whether it's the adrenals, et cetera, is that gland has been stimulated too much and secreted too many things that now you're getting into type of a fatigue type of thing. Everybody's heard probably about adrenal fatigue or thyroid fatigue, et cetera, et cetera. That just means that that gland has been stimulated to secrete whatever it secretes too often, too much, and now it's tired. It's kind of like if you went the next 2 days without any sleep, you would be tired and sluggish and things like that, and we couldn't get any work out of you, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of a whole lot of what I see with the thyroid issues is, again, it's not just one thing. It's part of a whole system. So
looks like we're going to come up on another break here. Stay with us. The Healthy Happy Hour. Dr. Bach is going to return and keep talking a little bit about hormones. We appreciate it. Stay tuned.
Then I know, say we top ranking, uptown top ranking.
So if you wanna be my number one, if you wanna be my number one.
Welcome back to the Healthy Happy Hour on KSGF 104.1, Springfield's News Talk FM. This is Dr. Stephen Lohr. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Baca. We are discussing internal disorders. Studio line here is 417-447-5743 or 1-800-630-5743. We'd love to answer some questions if you guys want to call in and ask them. Dr. Baca.
Yes, sir.
What was that joke again about?
Well, we were sitting here and we were talking. There's a piece of mail sitting here, and it's addressed to Mr. Matt Canovi. And he does Saturday morning program?
It's the gun show, Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's the gun show on Saturday morning. I actually had a patient, probably a few months back, that said, hey, you ought to get in business with that man. And I was like, why would I get in business with that man? And he said, well, because he could be Obi-Wan Kenobi, and you, of course, are Chewbacca. So there's the whole Star Wars thing.
Wow.
So that's what we were laughing about before we came back on the air. So,
so
Matt, if you're out there and you want to partner up, let me know. Because
so we were talking about thyroid disorders right before we went to break. We mentioned a little bit about the gut and allergies and probiotics, hormonal problems, all kinds of internal disorders that Dr. Bach is really good at treating naturally, or at least not necessarily.
Giving a better perspective. Let's do it that way.
Yes. Yeah.
Here's the deal. When you talk to patients, one of the things that I often ask patients is, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? That's one of my catchphrases. And there's another one where it's oftentimes when you start talking to a patient about their health history and you talk to them about a thyroid medication, for example, and you say, okay, the way I look at this, you have two options. Either A, you can get your thyroid working again and get off of the medications, or B, you have a lifetime of using thyroid medication because you're artificially doing what your thyroid does naturally by taking the medication. So here's the deal. If you're not getting the answers that you need, who was it that said it? Albert Einstein defined insanity as doing the same things over and over and over again and expecting different results. It's kind of the same thing. If you're tired of doing the same thing over and over and you want a different outcome, you know, it's time to do something different. And our office office is open. It's almost seems like it's open 24/7. It's really not, but it kind of is. We have four doctors like we described. You can reach us anytime at 417-887-8075. That is our office, and we're, like I said, we're open every day. Even on Saturdays, so give us a call if you're not getting the answers you need. So, yeah, with the thyroid, we talked about a lot of things. We've talked thyroid, we talked food allergy stuff, we talked about gut integrity. All of those are important issues. I know we have listeners out there that know somebody with something that deals with three of those, because those are kind of the three most common things. We talk a lot about what we do in the office in treating infants and treating little kids, and food allergies, like I said, are slowly becoming the norm. You're seeing it more and more often, and there's more and more kids that are being diagnosed with food allergy problems. So even if you're looking for answers, a lot of times I see people in the office that says, I want my pediatrician to do a food allergy test. They just don't want to do it. And again, it goes back to that whole thing that we talked about. Do something different. Go find the answers that you want if you're not getting the answers that you think you should be getting. It's oftentimes you hear the magic words when something, and I talked to a friend of mine on Wednesday. We hadn't seen her in a while. We used to be Rotarians together down in Ozark, and we sat down, and she said the magic words. She said, I went into my doctor and just told him that something was just not right. And that's kind of the catchphrase that you hear a lot of when people just, you know your body better than anybody else does. And oftentimes you feel like when you're taking somebody's health history that they're just not getting the answers that they want or the answers that they think they should be getting, and they know something's wrong and nobody's listening. But that's what you're not going to get at our office. We're going to be listening to you. We're going to be telling you. We're going to give you our honest opinion about what we think's going on. And then, of course, it's your health. So what we do from that point on is totally entirely up to you. So, yeah, so we've talked about a lot of things. We've probably talked your ears off. I kind of joked around with these guys and told them that I have a degree in communication, so I've been known for having a BS in BS. So I can talk forever. So, yeah, we're still here for a little while longer, so if you have any questions, again, the number is 417-447-5743, or if you're out of that area code, you can contact us at 800-630-5743. So, but yeah, we've talked about a lot of stuff.
Dr. Baca, for the people that didn't see or get to hear the beginning of the show, kind of go through one more time, kind of explain to them what it is, what your training's in, and again, just kind of your bio.
Well, my bio, of course, I have been in this area treating chiropractic patients since 1999. About 5 years ago, decided that wanted to do some other things and branched out and went through and started a Diplomat of the American Chiropractic Internist program, and had to put that on hold for just a little while. But getting back into that, the problem is there's 26 different classes, and those are going out throughout the year, so I've got to kind of wait until they catch me, if you will, because then once I'm completed with that, I've got to take a couple of tests, and I'll have these fancy letters behind my name. So it's about four hundred hours postgraduate study. So on top of my chiropractic degree, I also have this general study, and it's not general study, it's specialized study in internal disorders, some more stuff. So I'm getting through that program, and hopefully we'll have that completed here shortly by the end of the year, hopefully. So, but yeah, like we said, every one of our doctors has specialties in addition to chiropractic, so that was the one that I wanted to choose. So again, if you have any questions, you can reach us. We're here for a little while longer, 447-5743 or 800-630-5743.
We actually had a caller. Okay. They wanted to know, after you do the food allergy testing, what can you do to help them after that? Like, what are the steps afterwards?
Yeah, here's the deal. Every time I do a food allergy, now let's describe what the food allergy test is. A large majority of times when you're looking at blood tests, you're looking at blood draws. In our office, we do what it's kind of like a finger. It is a finger stick. So it's almost like a glucose blood test. We fill up some dots on a card. And the reason we chose this company is because a large majority of the people that we test are children. And when you go to, you go towards a child's arm with a big old syringe, they freak out. Mom's got to hold them down, and it almost becomes like throwing darts. You're trying to stab a vein to get the blood draw out. Whereas this is just a little finger stick. We fill up a card, and then we go and send it off. And then before I send it off, I usually ask the patient, what's the thing that if I was to take away would be the hardest thing you'd have to give up? And whatever they answer, that's usually what they're allergic to. So a large majority of times, patients already know. It's just a confirmation thing. So Of course, when it comes back as a high allergen, the biggest thing is to eliminate it out of your diet. So we do an elimination diet where we take that out of the diet for a while, and it just depends on how allergic they are to it. And then usually that'll hopefully clear the system. If it doesn't clear the system, then of course we have to take it off for a prolonged period of time, which means we just don't let the patient consume it. So there's a lot of things that we can do. Again, the 4R program, that was the remove part of it. There are other things like digestive issues, stuff like that, that we can add into it to help with that food allergy. So there's a lot of things that we can do. We just have to know what the allergy is. So.
In every life we have Dr. Stephen Lohr.
Oh, there we go. There you are.
Am I back?
Yeah, there you're back.
I was off for a minute. Again, this is Dr. Stephen Lohr. I'm sitting in for Dr. Poppy. We had Dr. Baca with us. Our office, again, is Lohr Chiropractic and Acupuncture. We're on East Sunshine, 3021 East Sunshine. Our number at the office is 417-887-8075. And our Facebook page is Lohr Chiropractic and Acupuncture. We're on Pinterest at Lohr Chiro, and our website, which will hopefully be finally finishing up and going this week, is lohrchiro.com, LOEHRCHIRO.com. Appreciate it. We enjoyed it. Thanks, Dr. Baca.